From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here's the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. State-owned enterprises SOEs Minister Erick Thohir has encouraged SOE industrial estates to support the realization of green economy so that they can not only make an economic impact but also help preserve nature. He said in Medan on Thursday that the concept of a green economy will guide Indonesia's future development and require support and concrete steps for its acceleration. The previous G20 summit and the 26th conference of the parties COP emphasized that all countries implement a green global supply chain and economy. Head of BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, in his opening remarks at the Asian workshop of the 4th Industrial Revolution, implementation of artificial intelligence in the creative industry on Thursday, said that the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, supports the establishment of a roadmap for artificial intelligence development in Asia to facilitate the advancement of the Asian community in various sectors, including the creative industry. Furthermore, the head of BRIN asked Asian Committee on Science, Technology and Innovation, COSTI, to help science and technology institutions in the region to better cooperate in supporting the creative industry sector in Asia. Spokesperson for the COVID-19 Task Force, Wiku Adhisa Smito, said at the press conference on Thursday that health protocols and vaccination are crucial for preventing a surge in coronavirus infection during the Christmas and New Year's holiday. Complete vaccination coverage is the current focus of the government since people can be better protected against the virus once they receive a full dose compared to only one dose. Program and Production Director of the Indonesian Radio Republic of Indonesia, Sulaiman Yusuf, was elected as Vice President of the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, ABU, for the period 2021-2024 in a virtual election on Thursday. Sulaiman said that the Vice President is a very important position of RRI in the future. For that, as Vice President, he must provide support to the President of ABU, especially in the election program for the Secretary General. He added that ABU is a fairly large organization with nearly 70 countries and nearly 100 members, which will certainly make a major contribution to the development of RRI in the future. Sulaiman was elected by full acclamation by ABU participants such as RTM, DVRI, NHK, ABC Australia, and leaders of other Asia-Pacific broadcasting institutions. Let's move on to the international news. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is expected to urge the business sector to raise wages by about 3% in next year's annual wage negotiations with labor unions, Kyodo News Agency reported on Friday. The request will be a part of Kishida's initiative to distribute more wealth to households and help ease the pain on consumers from rising oil and food costs. The leaders of Italy and France signed a treaty on Friday to strengthen bilateral ties at a time when European diplomacy is being tested by the departures of German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The Quirinal Treaty is aimed at enhancing cooperation between Paris and Rome in areas including defense, migration, the economy, culture and trade. The Quirinal Treaty, named after the Italian president's residence and loosely modeled on 1963 Franco-German pact, is expected to lead to Paris and Rome seeking common ground ahead of European Union summit, just as France already coordinates key European policy moves with Germany. Hong Kong and Chinese authorities said a meeting on Thursday moved them closer to partially reopening the border between them as the two governments dig their heels in as among the last in the world pursuing a zero COVID-19 strategy. The global financial hub has followed Beijing's lead to implement some of the strictest travel restrictions in the world, hoping that would convince China, its main source of economic growth, to allow some cross-border movement. Cross-border travel is expected to resume next month, subject to a limited quota. That was the news. A number of European countries reported new records related to additional COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. They are also preparing to carry out a limited lockdown and considering booster vaccine injection for residents aged 40 years and over. According to Channel News Asia, Germany, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, and Hungary all reported new highs in daily infections. The spike came as winter hit Europe and people gathered indoors ahead of Christmas. Germany saw its highest new daily case addition earlier this November, touching nearly 34,000. The Czech Republic for the first time reported additional COVID-19 cases above 25,000. Meanwhile, the Netherlands more than 23,700 and Hungary around 12,600. Amid a surge in cases, the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, ECDC, recommends a booster vaccine for all adults. Priority is given to those over the age of 40. This will be a change from previous guidelines which suggested additional doses be considered, especially for those who are vulnerable, such as the elderly, and those with weakened immune system. Then, the question is, what about countries whose vaccine coverage has not been comprehensive and complete? The World Health Organization, WHO, is actually more emphasizing on global vaccination than providing for a third vaccine alliance booster. The fact is that there are many countries in the world whose citizens have not been vaccinated, even for the first dose. However, the spike in cases is due to the development of new variants and the attitude of people in developed countries such as in Europe, who began to ignore health protocols, made booster administrations necessary. The booster is expected to enhance protections and prevent additional hospitalizations and death in December and January 2022. Indonesia, with a population of more than 270 million people, has managed to overcome the second wave of COVID-19 pandemic in the middle of this year. The daily number of new cases on Thursday was 372, far below Europe. However, Indonesia must not be careless, because the spike could happen again at any time, especially related to the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Therefore, the government plans to start giving booster vaccine early next year after a series of clinical trials. We begin today in history on November 26, 1990, after 30 years as Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew was replaced by Goh Chok Tong. Lee Kuan Yew was a Singaporean Prime Minister in 1959 until 1990s. In 1954, Lee and his group formed the People's Action Party to encourage a sovereign Singaporean government and to end British colonialism. 5 years later, Lee was chosen as the first Prime Minister of Singapore, replacing the Singaporean Chief Minister. On November 26, 1990, Lee Kuan Yew was finally replaced by Goh Chok Tong and stayed as a senior minister. Next, November 26, 2011, when Kutai Kartanegara Bridge in East Kalimantan collapsed. Kutai Kartanegara Bridge was located above Mahakam River and was the longest suspension bridge in Indonesia. It was 710 meters long, connecting Tenggarong City to Samarinda. It was built in 1995 until 2001. On November 26, 2011, Kutai Kartanegara Bridge collapsed. The collapse dropped many vehicles into Mahakam River, killed 21 people and wounded dozens. November 26, 2004, Nabire earthquake occurred. On November 26, Nabire in Papua was shaken by a 7.2 Richter scale earthquake. More than 32 people reportedly died, 200 people wounded, 178 houses burned, and 150 houses collapsed. The earthquake also cut the power and telephone connection, crippling the city.
Di jalan sepiku setelah jauh melangkah, cahaya kasihmu menuntunku kembali dalam dekap tanganmu. Terima kasih cinta untuk segalanya, kau berikan lagi kesempatan itu tak akan terulang lagi semua kesalahanku yang pernah menyakitimu. Tanpamu tiada berarti, tak mampu lagi berdiri. Cahaya kasihmu menuntunku kembali dalam dekap tanganmu. Dari cinta untuk segalanya. Kau berikan lagi kesempatan itu, takkan terulang lagi semua.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Trade cooperated with Swiss Charm Indonesia is a knowledge transfer program that involved three state polytechnic schools. The program was dubbed Skills for Competitiveness S4C. This is a Swiss government consortium through State Secretariat for Economic Affairs SECO as the donor, with Swiss Contact as the main executive. They partner with the Indonesian Industry Ministry Industrial Manpower Development Agency. Five company members of Swiss Charm, namely Bueller, Andres Hauser, Givau, Indiso Primata, and Sigma Peruri Securing, partnered with three schools, namely Jember State Polytechnic, Morowali Metal Industry Polytechnic, and Bantaeng Manufacturing Industry Community Academy. Swiss Charm Indonesia Deputy Head Henry Chia said there is an opportunity to form a synergy between vocational schools with their students, companies with technology and resources, and vocational education system adopted from various institutions in Switzerland. This opens an effective collaboration rooms, benefit all, and encourages Indonesian economic growth. Henry, during MOU signing in Jakarta last Thursday, said Indonesia's economic growth needs not only a lot of young workforce to fill the jobs in the industrial sector, but also to maintain the quality from worker training, beginning from production function to administration and management. Meanwhile, Industrial Manpower Development Agency head Arus Gunawan admitted there is a wide gap between industrial needs and skilled manpower. This cooperation is expected to close the gap. They are working on that with a link and match system, training and manpower preparation through vocational methods.
Sejenak aku pun terpana melihat dia di depanku. Dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku, oh tajam.
Dadaku ada getaran, ku takut sepuh. Dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku tajam. Ku akui tubuhku melulai, sempat ku memuji dalam hatiku. Jangan pikir aku kan mencinta, ku hanya kagumi.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
West Sumatra Province is well known not only for its rich arts and culture, but also for its beautiful nature, especially water tourism. There is Pagang Island that you can visit if the COVID-19 pandemic is over. Pagang Island has a beautiful white sandy beach with a beautiful panorama of the green hills of Sumatra, and a stretch of clean white sand combined with the blue sea water, which is quite clear. Anyone will enjoy traveling to this island. geographic le Pagang Island is a part of the South Coast region, a district directly adjacent to Bengkulu province. However, more access to get there are from Padang City, that is from Waro Harbour and Pisang River. In Waro Harbour, there are two boats owned by the island manager. The rental system is per ship. The price is quite expensive, but for groups, the boat rental is not too expensive. For those who want to continue to enjoy Pagang Island tours but only two or three members of the group, it is advisable to choose to use a fishing boat from Pisang River. It's about 10 kilometers from Pagang City to the south coast. There are several fishing boats that are intended to take tourists to several islands and off in Sumbar Beach, including Pagang Island. The rental price is also not too expensive. If you are good at bargaining, it can be 7,000 rupiah per person for a round trip. Pagang Island has 10 hectares wide with biota guppy and colorful coral reefs. You can enjoy a beautiful underwater view by snorkeling. If you don't bring snorkeling equipment, you don't need to worry, because there is a snorkeling equipment rental place. The underwater scenery is very good, making snorkeling an activity that must be done when visiting Pagang Island. Besides snorkeling, you can go around the island by boat or you can fish on this island. If you want to stay, Pagang Island has a camping area, rooms for backpackers, VIP room and VVIP rooms, adjusting to the budget you have. Rate starts from 35,000 rupiah per person per day for camping, and it's hundreds of thousands for VVIP rooms. There are also toilets and restaurants.
Banyaklah Tuhan sukasih dia perbeta. Inikah tulang rusuk yang Tuhan ambil dari beta. Bahagia senor naik beta bahagia sayang. Dan kebanyak sayang mau hidup di beta selamanya. Beta janji, beta jaga ale untuk selamanya. Beta janji akan setia hanya untuk satu cinta. Ini cinta yang beta punya dari relung hati jiwa. Cuma peralih kasih dia parbeta. Inikah tulang rusuk yang Tuhan ambil dari beta. Bahagia syono nae beta bahagia saya. Dan kebanyak sayangi mau hidup di janji beta jaga ale untuk selamanya. Beta janji akan setia hanya untuk satu cinta. Ini cinta yang beta punya dari relung hati jiwa. Cuma peralih saja cinta ni abadi. Selamanya
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Various activities are held online during the pandemic. One of them is Feminist Festival 2021, a conference that raises issues related to women and gender equality. This festival with a theme for a more feminist internet is held on November 26 to 28, 2021. This year's event is third time and Feminist Festival has been held and is held online for the first time. It is organized by the Jakarta Feminist Associations or Jakarta Feminist, and such a festival was held previously in 2017 and 2019. It is a cross-gender feminist community in Indonesia. Festival 2021 carries the theme for a more feminist internet and collaborates with various levels of society to jointly create a digital space which is safe and comfortable for women and other marginalized groups. Visitors can participate for free in discussion and various plenary panels and discussion classes, attend workshops and watch film screenings and enjoy art performances. On this occasion, Jakarta Feminist will also launch the search service Catbot, which complements the carijasa.com website as a technology and based service to help victims of gender-based violence assistance services anywhere and anytime. This access to assistance is expected to be the beginning of the mission to eradicate gender-based violence in Indonesia. That's Miss Seleni.
Keras kepalaku sama tanganmu. Caraku marah, caraku tersenyum, seperti detak jantung yang bertaut. Tawaku nyala karena denganmu. Aku masih ada sampai di sini, melihatmu kuat setengah mati, seperti detak jantung yang bertaut. Nyawaku nyala karena denganmu. Oh. Aku masih tak mengerti banyak hal. Semuanya berenang di kepala. Dan kau dan semua yang kau tahu tentangnya menjadi jawab saat ku bertanya. Sedikit ku jelaskan tentangku dan kamu agar seisi dunia tahu. Keras kepalaku sama denganmu. Caraku marah, cara tersenyum, seperti detak jantung yang bertaut. Nyawaku nyala karena denganmu. Aku masih ada sampai di sini, melihatmu kuat setengah mati, seperti detak jantung yang bertaut. Nyawaku nyala karena denganmu. Hidup berjalan seperti bajingan, seperti landak yang tak punya teman.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listeners, I'm going to play a song, Bandung, from West Java. The song released in 2021. It tells about the capital city of West Java, Bandung. The city is a place where Yura always comes home, even though she has explored various places in the world. The beauty of Bandung city and its friendly people will always make one long for coming back. Alright, listeners? This is Bandung, sung by Yura Yunita.
Oh, basan ka afadi my daddy ne ukesa soro soro sono doy doso batmatia batunatung telu yung sobat kasihan oh kasihan rasa kasihan rasa kasihan musan 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 leo leo na
Indonesia.
Ada sebuah rasa yang bersembunyi di hati, ku pendam sendiri selama ini. Oh, cerita tentang kita yang sudah sekian lama ku pendam. Kau mengerti, dengarkan ku bernyanyi. Jika kau bilang cinta saja sudah cukup, itu salah. Jika kau pikir sayang juga sudah cukup, kau keliru. Coba sempatkan untuk lihat isi hatiku. Apakah diriku bahagia selama ini? Bisakah kau sedikit peka? Ku butuh waktu dan perhatian. Semakin ku pendam, semakin tersiksa. Oh, semoga lewat lagu ini kau bisa mengerti. Oh, jika kau bilang cinta saja sudah cukup, itu salah. Lihat isi hatiku, apakah diriku dan perhatian.
Voice of Indonesia.
Karena kasih kau mah dah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dalam sebuah cinta terdapat bahasa yang mengalun indah, mengisi jiwa, merindukan kisah kita berdua yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa. Bila rindu ini masih milik, hadirkan sebuah tanya untukmu. Harus berapa lama aku menunggumu? Aku menunggumu. Di dalam masa indah saat bersamamu yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa. Pandangan matanya menghancurkan jiwa dengan segenap cinta. Aku bertanya, bila rindu ini masih
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.